This is a great and important time of year for bankers. It's when bankers from all over the country go to schools all over the country, from state organizations to graduate schools and national organizations, 1 week, 2 week, 3 week schools. Bankers, hundreds of them, thousands of them, are making the trek back to school as adult learners to improve their career. This 10 Minutes With program is a unique one because I was able to sit down with the president of one of those schools, Kirby Davidson, who is the president of Graduate School of Banking in Madison, Wisconsin. GSB has been around as the Prochnow School of Banking since 1945, and it's one of the more respected schools among many respected banking schools that folks could attend. Kirby's been with the school since 2000, both in the capacity as marketing and banker relations, and then he was elevated to president in 2008. He also served as head of marketing for the Conference of State Banking Supervisors in Washington, D.C., and for the Iowa Bankers Association a while ago. We sat down and talked about a variety of things about banking schools, from why you should go to what you should think about before, during, and after, and a variety of other kinds of questions. So, Kirby, great to have you with us today on 10 Minutes With. Well, Kirby, welcome to 10 Minutes With. This is a little different format than we have had in the past because Kirby and I know each other so well, and we see each other every year at Graduate School of Banking, Kirby being the president for 17, 18 years, and we see each other all the time. So we thought it'd be better just to do a kind of a back and forth and an interview about banking schools, and it's a timely topic given the time of year. So Kirby, glad to have you today.
Jack, always great to catch up with you. Thanks for including me.
Well, I talked to Lance Kessler, who you and I both know, and he's an instructor for you and my boss at GSB. And one of the things we discussed was the attendance in banking schools. You have a real good handle on GSB, and you probably talked to some of your colleagues at the many banking schools around the country. What are you seeing in terms of attendance at banking schools these days?
We're still seeing that the interest and enrollment in graduate banking schools and general banking schools across the country remains strong. We've seen the number of banks in the United States decline considerably from what was in existence even back in the 90s or the early part of 2000, 2001, and where it is today. Yet enrollment in all of the graduate schools of banking remains strong, which shows that there's still a huge commitment on the standpoint from where the banks are in really creating that next generation of leaders within the industry. So I know in talking with my other colleagues at the graduate banking schools, we're so pleased with what we're able to provide for the banking industry and the return on investment that the student has and the bank has, which I believe is why enrollment remains so strong, not only here at the Graduate School of Banking at the University of Wisconsin, but nationwide.
Yeah, what's our capacity, Kirby? Give everybody, first of all, I guess, a little background on GSB, the various, it's a three-year program, et cetera, and how many kids do we have total at the Graduate School of Banking?
At just the Graduate School of Banking that we offer, we average around 200 new students a year. So throughout our two-week session, which is always the first two full weeks of August, we have about 600 bankers on campus. We have about 80 faculty that we work with that will be on campus. And it's a great collegial environment where the students can collaborate and collaborate with the faculty and just really be in a great environment for learning for 2 weeks. But we've been running at or near or above capacity sometimes to try and accommodate all the enrollments. But our enrollment deadline, for example, this year is coming up June 1. And we still have a few slots remaining, but we're going to be pretty much at capacity at around 200 in this year's incoming class once again.
That's great. And Madison is such a beautiful community, not just the college campus, but Madison in general. It's just a wonderful town. One of the things that you and I talked about is, you know, why? Why should someone attend banking school? And I had a couple of really good answers from Lance Kessler's perspective. Now, Lance being a consultant and an instructor, he has one slice at this. But what's your take on this? If I'm a young banker, a veteran banker, any kind of banker that wants to improve my career, why should I consider attending any school? And then what's the difference about GSB? Why should I consider GSB up in Madison?
Well, first of all, from the student standpoint, and why even attend a graduate school of banking in the first place, it's a great way to differentiate yourself within the industry. Say like one graduate school of banking is like all graduate schools of banking is like saying a bank is like all other banks. Yet while products and services may be similar, the staff, the knowledge, the expertise in various areas is going to vary from bank to bank, from school to school. So it's really an opportunity for this student to put their career on the fast track and separate themselves from other bankers in the industry. Our average age for students that come to GSB is around 35, in that 35 to 40-year-old age group. And some of that is we require 5 years of banking experience before they attend. And that's because it's a graduate school level. We don't want someone coming straight out of college, but they need to understand the business of banking first and how this all ties together and how a bank operates. So we ask for 5 years of experience. Will we accept someone with less than 5 years of experience? You bet. They just need to get approval from the management team that has chosen them to come to GSB. But, you know, in addition to differentiating themselves, you know, from the bank's perspective, they're tagging people that they see as rising stars that have great potential. And as I mentioned earlier, that our average age group is 35 to 40, but we're starting to see a significant increase in that 30 to 35-year-old bracket in the fact that they want to do this earlier in their career, because they're seeing the results of others that have come to GSB before them, and they don't want to wait. They want to come earlier in their career. And as long as the management team at the bank says, yeah, this is a rising star, this is someone we're going to be moving into a leadership position, then by all means, let's make that happen. Now, another reason that a bank is going to send someone to GSB is that they're looking internally at their own succession plan. Who's coming up behind them? And so often this is always looked at in the C-suite level, but we really have to keep in mind that succession planning occurs at all levels of an organization. So you need to always make sure that you're grooming people to move into supervisory and then managerial and then senior management positions throughout the organization. And, you know, the last thing I would say is from the bank standpoint, while I don't have hard evidence to back this up, I can tell you that from my own experience and what I've seen, the highest and best performing banks in the country are those that believe in education and consistently are sending people to a graduate school of banking. And we see that all the time when I'm at state and national conventions across the country, of having students come up to our exhibit booth and catch up with us and just say, hey, Kirby, I've been promoted to the president of my bank. I never would have had this opportunity if I wouldn't have made the time and investment to come to GSB at the University of Wisconsin. And that's very gratifying from our standpoint because we're really trying to have that impact and change lives, change careers. And it's very gratifying for us when we have people that come up to us time and time again that say, I never would be in the leadership position I am today if I hadn't gone through GSB.
Well, you mentioned across the country, and to be fair, there are great schools in all areas of the nation. So I was talking to a young man who called me about his project. And he said, could I interview you about my project for another school? And I said, well, sure, of course. And he is from Milwaukee. And I said, well, why did you go to that particular school versus Graduate School of Banking? And he said, at our bank, and it's a large bank, my president went to this other school, and he said, there's no option. So one of the reasons that people select a banking school, or how they select a banking school, is sometimes they're told they go there because the president went there. But there's got to be a lot of other reasons to select a particular school. Why, Kirby? What are some things that people say to you? They say, you know, Kirby, I had a lot of opportunity to go to a lot of different banking schools, but I chose GSB in Madison. Why?
First and foremost, I think that the student and the bank need to sit down together or individually and just look at what are the goals that they want the student to get out of the program. You know, some believe, as I mentioned before, that all graduate schools of banking are the same. They're not. Some have a different length of time where they're 1 week versus 2 weeks. Some may be 10 days. There's a difference in the core and the elective topics that are taught. There's a difference in faculty. There's a difference in projects and exams. So they're all different. What do you want to get out of it? And there are plenty of people that will choose to go to a general banking school, what I would refer to as an intermediate school, that may never, ever come to a graduate school of banking. And some use a general banking school through some of our sponsoring state associations as a stepping stone to come to a graduate school of banking. So there's a lot of school options that are out there. And first and foremost, they have to look at what is their ultimate goal and where are they currently in their career of what they want to get out of this. If someone just wants to be a better lender, then they should be looking at a commercial lending school or a consumer lending school. That a graduate school of banking, in our standpoint, is that we're looking at developing that next generation of leaders. So our curriculum will include not only core areas of the business of banking, but it also has leadership development. And so when they're selecting a school, first and foremost, they look at the ultimate goals of the student and the bank. And while there's some similarities between the different banking schools, many are very different, especially at the graduate banking school level. You know, first thing they need to start and look at is the curriculum. You know, what do they want to get out of the program, since we're tying it back into the goals? So then look at what are the core courses that all the students have to take? What are the electives that are available so that I can fine tune the curriculum to what I want to get out of the program or what my bank needs me to get out of the program? You know, and then you look at the faculty. What are their areas of expertise? You know, here at the Graduate School of Banking in Madison, we work with 80 plus faculty throughout the 2 week session. And only a handful teach at another graduate banking school. So that does dispel the myth of all graduate banking schools are the same. Because while you may have some similar core topics, when you have a different instructor, you're going to have different content, different lecture, different projects, and the actual content and approach to what's being taught is very different between the graduate banking schools. So you need to explore that when you're looking at each school's curriculum. One item that we have as a differentiator here at the Graduate School of Banking in Madison is, since I mentioned that it is a leadership development program in our eyes, that we not only include core areas of the business of banking, like asset liability management, strategic planning, the bank performance analysis, credit risk management, loan portfolio management, in those core banking areas, but you also can earn the Certificate of Executive Leadership through the University of Wisconsin School of Business. That's new to us 3 years ago, but the university has embedded their leadership curriculum within our Graduate School of Banking program. And these are professors that teach to some of the Fortune 100 and 500 companies in the country and throughout the world that we now bring into GSB, in addition to some of our other core leadership faculty that have taught for a number of years. So when our graduates finish the program, they get both a Graduate School of Banking diploma from us and an executive leadership certificate from the University of Wisconsin School of Business, which is a highly ranked university and school of business in the country that our students really love getting both. So you have to look at items like that between the various curriculums and attributes of each school and really study it and not go in with the belief of, oh, all graduate schools of banking are the same. So this one's in July, this one's in August, this one's in June. You know, what do you want to get out of it? Because at the end of 25 months, we make the promise that you will be further ahead when you finish the program than when you started. So you need to make sure that when you tie this back to your ultimate goal of why you're choosing a graduate school of banking, that you do it based on those goals that you and the bank set up.
Well, and you talked about differentiation. And you know, as you know, I teach at a couple of different banking schools. And over the last several years, I've cut back pretty significantly, and I'm down to two schools. Both of them are fine schools. So they are different in some ways. Here's one of the things that is the same. Whether it's a week, 10 days, 2 weeks, the banker is going to be away from home for a couple of weeks. And for young bankers or veteran bankers who don't travel like you and I do a lot and are away from home and are away from our spouses and they sort of get it and they're used to it, this is a hard thing because the spouse that's at home now bears the burden of the household, the kids, if there are any, and all the other kinds of stuff, let alone the bank is missing a colleague that has an important responsibility. So in that case, they are all the same. So one of the things I'd love from your perspective, with all the many decades that you've had in either attending a banking school, sending folks to banking schools, and certainly leading a banking school, what should a student be considering before, during, and after the program to make sure they're ready to accept this? Because it's not 2 weeks of vacation, Kirby. This is hard.
Well, yes, you made some great points there, Jack, and I couldn't agree more. It is a big commitment of time and resources when a student and the bank that's sending the student choose to send them to a graduate school of banking. And so we do all that we can in preparing the students for the reality of what it's going to be like once they get to Madison and make our staff available on the phone or via email to help coach them or talk to them about what is campus life like, what is a day, the typical day at GSB. You know, here we don't run it like a boot camp where you're up and in class at 7 in the morning and going till 7 or 8 at night. You know, our classes are during the day from 8 to 4:30, 4:15, and then you have your evenings available and open. That we're a big believer that half the learning is done in the classroom and half the learning is done outside of the classroom by networking with your peers and the other faculty that will be on site. So, you know, they're in dorms. They're all single rooms here at the University of Wisconsin, but they have lounges scattered throughout the various areas of the dorms. They have kitchens that students use, but I mean, all the food is provided in the dining hall that we use. That's come so far in my 20 years here with GSB, where you went through a food line and you might have one or two entree choices. Well, now there's multiple restaurants within the dining halls, and you may have 10 to 12 different dining options for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So things have really evolved, and the university here, and I know around the country, have updated most of their facilities to be more adult learning friendly. It is a big commitment, like I said, to come here for 2 weeks. But we always encourage the students, you know, for the pre-session, enroll early. Make sure you're getting enrolled in the program, you're accepted, you're ready to go. Because I can tell you that here at GSB in Wisconsin, that we have pre-session assignments, and they start going out in early June and will be completed in June. Some are done in July, but they'll have to do a leadership style inventory self-assessment. They have access to the S&P Global Financial Database throughout their 25-month experience. So there's a tutorial on that and some pre-coursework so that they have to get ready to use that very robust financial database that they're going to have access to when they get to GSB. We also do some pre-session webinars because that way when we do some of the learning in advance, they kind of hit the ground running when they get here to Madison. And then we can, we're big believers in the learn and apply concept. So when we've done these pre-session webinars or we teach them at school, we like to do application sessions and labs to really reinforce while they're here in Madison what we're trying to teach. Because when they go back to the bank, they're going to have projects to do. But when they get here, you know, to Madison, as I mentioned, staying in the single occupancy dorm rooms, their newer dorms, updated dorms with the lounges, gathering areas, small kitchens throughout the floors, Wi-Fi, and they're very nice rooms. And we don't hear any complaints from our students that come here, nor do they complain about the meals. They usually complain that there's too much food. And I can say that we have great jogging trails and bike trails, and we encourage the students to take full access of what's available to them in and around Madison and the lakes that are here while they're on campus. But just like we tell the student while they're here in Madison to be active in the classroom, you know, you have access to industry leaders here on campus that excel in their specific topic areas. So take advantage of that in the classroom, after class, work with that faculty member. How can you apply this back to your own bank situation? They're here to help. They will coach. They will mentor. They'll assist not only in the classroom, but outside the classroom as needed. But I would also tell the students that while they're here in Madison for those 2 weeks, take full advantage outside of class time too to get to know your classmates. We have students from all 50 states that come to GSB here in Wisconsin. We also last year had students from 8 countries that came to Madison. So it's a great way to learn from others that are coming here from Egypt, Mongolia, Liberia, St. Lucia, Barbados, Mexico. How is banking in their countries? How is it different from what we do? So again, I tie it back to where we believe that half the learning is in the classroom and half the learning is outside the classroom, and take full advantage of both. And then lastly, since we talked about the pre-session work, what it's like at session, after session, you now have a full year before you come back for your second session, and then a full year before you'll come back for your third session. And in between those, we have intercession projects. And from our alumni and testimonials from 20,000 plus alumni that we've had go through the program since 1945, they tell us this is where the real learning begins. Because they're taking what they've learned during that 2 week session that year and they're having to apply it back at their bank. And these projects are not a hypothetical bank case study, it's using data from your own bank. So when you're asked to do a credit risk management project, you're looking at your bank's information and loan portfolio to find out if you have concentration risk. What are the various ratios in the various lines of business that you're operating for the credit risk and the loan portfolio management? When you do the bank performance analysis project, you're looking at key ratios within your bank and how does it perform to peers, and how do changes in one area of the balance sheet or income statement impact other areas of the bank and how they all tie together. So those are the types of projects that our students will do. And over the course of 25 months, they'll have 9 projects to do. So as you said early on, Jack, it's not easy. You know, whether you're coming here for 2 weeks and completing the 25 months, That's not easy in itself. And then you have the projects on top of that. But I will promise you again, as I tell our incoming freshmen every single year, I promise you that when you finish the program in 25 months, you're going to be way further ahead than you are today where you're starting out.
Well, and
it will make a huge difference in your career.
Yeah, no doubt. And to be fair, there are some just outstanding banking schools outside of GSB. Kirby and I both have such an affinity toward this particular school, and for obvious reasons. And what's really neat about, for me as a faculty member, I'm going back for my fifth year this year, is I get to see old friends that I've known for years, guys like Joe Sullivan and Bob Dye and Lance Kessler, Tom Hirschberger, and my good friend Bill Hippensteel, who's going to teach for us at GSB this year. It's a great kind of reunion for us as well. And so one of the things I would like to know, and by the way, y'all should know, and I was so impressed, every year the GSB board of directors and some faculty representatives, some student representatives go off site, and they evaluate the instructors, and we're all sitting around the table in some cases, and they're going, well, okay, you could have done better here, you could have done better here. They evaluate the curriculum, and it's a serious, serious matter. And I was very, very impressed by that. The papers that people do, and I know Bob Dye and I were talking recently about this, he grades over 200 papers, and he looks at every single one of them, and that, you know, word for word. Now, you get to know a little bit after you've done this for a number of years as to some of the things you're looking for, but you still got to give every student their due. So because the faculty works hard, the student needs to work hard. And I would suggest, too, get at it. You know, we all in high school used to do stuff the night before and cram and all that. This is about your career. It's not about getting through high school and getting a B in biology. This is a career situation. But, Kirby, speaking of careers, one of the things that GSB has done that is very impressive is put together some, not only the Graduate School of Banking, but some specialty schools. Maybe you can talk a little bit about those.
Sure. One thing that really we believe differentiates us here at the Graduate School of Banking at Wisconsin compared to our colleagues at some of the other banking schools is the fact that we have diversified our educational offerings beyond our primary Graduate School of Banking, which is our core and our flagship program that's been around for 74 years. But we've added a bank technology management school, a human resource management school, a financial manager school for CFOs, a bank technology security school, and brand new this year that's coming up this fall is our sales and marketing school that happens to be under the direction of Jack Hubbard, and also some good assistance from Tom Hirschberger on our faculty and a host of others that are coming in to teach that new school that is already half full and it's not until October. So these other specialty schools really help deepen the bench strength in other key areas, HR, IT, cybersecurity, financial management, sales and marketing throughout the bank. Because not everybody is going to come to a Graduate School of Banking, but they do need to have the core competencies and leadership development within their own respective department or function or role at the bank. And the specialty schools that we offer typically average about 40 to 50 students. That's a real sweet spot for us because they're very hands-on, application-driven with application sessions. So again, we're big believers in the learn and apply concept. So they're taught material throughout the day. And then in the afternoon and even in the evening, if they want to network or mentor with one of our faculty members, they'll meet with them in the evening to help them put together an HR strategic plan or a sales plan, a marketing plan, and how they can relate all the information that they've learned throughout the day and throughout the week back to their bank. Because as you can see on the screen, our specialty schools are 1 week. And one core component that we include in all of our schools is a business of banking component. Because it all starts there. And we have some HR professionals that have great experience in HR management, or IT professionals, great experience in IT management. They work at a bank. They don't have a good working knowledge of the business of banking. And so we teach them in a couple of core modules for all the students, the business of banking, key ratios, the balance sheet, the income statement, UBPR. We go through everything, and then they'll have exercises so that they can compare themselves to peers. They can compare how, if data changes in one part of the bank or performance changes in one part of the bank, how it impacts other parts of the bank, so that they can see their relation to what happens at the bank, how it impacts the bottom line and impacts others throughout the bank. So that's these specialty schools have worked out very, very well for us. We're really happy to be offering the new sales and marketing school, because we keep adding to the number of specialty schools that we have offered over the last 20 years. And in addition to what's listed here, we also offer 100 different online seminar topics that could be 60 to 90 minutes in length, might be a couple different parts. Multiple parts to a program, but we do a lot of online education as well. So we don't want to just be that educational event. We want to be that lifelong learning partner, which is why we made the strategic decision 20 years ago to diversify our programming with these specialty schools and these online courses.
So if I understand, the graduate school in 2019, the class that are going to be freshmen are going to be the 75th graduating class. So this school has been around a long, long time, and the experience is just unbelievable. But a long time is kind of the last question I wanted to ask you. As I was sitting around the table with all of you at the leadership forum, I'll call it, out in Tucson in January, one of the things that I looked around, I said, you know, we got some really great people here who have a lot of experience, and they're veterans. You've already had a couple of retirements for a variety of reasons. So my question is, if I'm a student at the school, and this is the way I always thought, if I'm a student at this school, one of the things I want to say is, look, I know some stuff. I could get up in front and teach this class. So if I wanted to be a faculty member, as a student, or if I'm a graduating senior in any banking school, and I want to be a faculty member, what do I need to be doing? What do I need to be thinking about if I want to teach at one of the schools?
Well, that's a great question. And we obviously have a lot of requests every single year from some are current instructors that teach at other schools or either at the state level or national level, and they want to be on the faculty here at the Graduate School of Banking at the University of Wisconsin. We don't have a lot of turnover, but every single year we're looking at performance to see whether it's a core course or an elective, are they delivering what we need them to deliver or step it up. And we do have some turnover. Sometimes it's due to interest in various courses and how that changes over time. But I would say, you know, if a student has a goal of eventually wanting to be on the faculty here, well, then they need to step up and make themselves known. To me, even early on in the process, that this would be a goal, and then they should do very, very well and strive to do very well throughout their 25 months. You know, be active. Get their projects turned in on time. Do a good job on their projects. Show that they're applying what they've learned and that they really understand the content. Possibly look at moving up into leadership positions within the Graduate School of Banking as a student. There are class officers. So you could have one of the class officer positions in the first year or the second year. And we do have graduates that are on our faculty. And we'd love to include graduates on our faculty because, again, like we believe in the learn and apply concept, we want real-world application. So 95% of our faculty are either current or former bankers, so they bring real-world ideas. our students are the next generation of instructors in some cases, but you don't necessarily make that leap from being a student to being a graduate school of banking instructor right after you graduate. That is very rare. They need to have some teaching experience. So I would encourage them to, whether it's just getting in front of their rotary and being, honing their skills as being a presenter that can present compelling information, get involved in some of the state association conferences and schools and get great evaluations, and then circle back with us to say, I've been teaching here and doing work over here, and here's my bio. Because when you get to the graduate school of banking level, there's a different level of expectation, not only from the school itself, but from our students. So you have to be at that teaching level as well. So it's a great goal to set for yourself, but get that experience along the way as well.
Well, Kirby, it's always great to talk to you, A. B, I can't wait to see you in August. And I am absolutely honored and thrilled to be the section leader for the new Sales and Marketing School. We have amazing instructors, Mary Beth Sullivan from Capital Performance Group, Mike Weir from First National Bank of Omaha is going to start with the business of banking, Tim Pinnell from FMS Social, a great agency in Tennessee. We have some bankers that are going to do some case studies. And what I really like about the specialty schools is the limit to 50 people. The temptation is to open it up because Wisconsin has great facilities, but we want to keep these specialty schools intimate. And it's a special opportunity for you to network with great instructors and to network with some really great bankers. So, Kirby, thanks for doing 10 minutes with. We very much appreciate it and value your insight.
Thanks, Jack. Always a pleasure to catch up with you, and I look forward to seeing you in August and many others.
GSB.org is where you can go to get a variety of information about the Graduate School of Banking, which is happening again this August for a couple of weeks, as well as the several specialty schools that Kirby Davidson outlined, especially the one that I'm the section leader of and really proud to do that, the new Sales and Marketing School that happens in October. And we only have a few seats left for that particular school as well. So hope you enjoyed this 10 Minutes With program. Hope it gave you a little insight on what it's like to attend a banking school if you've never done it, and a little bit of a reminder if you're coming back, as well as some fond memories, perhaps, if you've been to a banking school in the past. Thanks for joining us for 10 Minutes With, and we'll catch you the next time. If you have any interest in any of the other programs that we've recorded and archived, go to smandh.com. You'll be able to find the programs there. If you'd like specific programs that we've recorded, we've done about 15 of these, ranging from marketing and sales to leadership, women in banking, and a variety of others. If you'd like any specific episode, email me, jhubbard@smandh.com, or give me a phone call, 847-717-4328, and you can hear my unique message for the week. This is Jack Hubbard. Thanks for listening to 10 Minutes With.